Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about data pipelines, and we'll start with an analogy that I think makes it all click.
I'm excited to discuss this. I love a good analogy, so lay it on me.
Okay, so think about this. You turn on your tap, and fresh, clean water comes out, right? We take it for granted.
Every single day. I never really think about where it comes from.
Exactly, but that water starts in lakes, rivers, maybe the ocean. You probably wouldn't drink straight from a lake, would you?
Definitely not. It needs to be cleaned first.
Precisely. It goes through treatment facilities, gets cleansed, and then a whole network of water pipelines carries it to your home, to farms, everywhere it's needed.
Okay, I see the journey. Water starts dirty, gets cleaned, then gets moved to where it can be used. Simple enough.
Now, hold that thought. Data in an organization is almost identical.
Really? How so? Our data isn't contaminated, is it?
In a way, yes. It starts out in all these different places. You've got data lakes, various databases from different applications. Some on-premise, some in the cloud. And then you have streaming data.
Streaming data? What's that? You're making it sound like a river, sticking with the analogy.
That's the perfect way to think about it. It's data that's flowing in constantly in real time. Imagine sensor data from a factory floor, where information is being collected and sent every single second. It's a continuous stream.
Wow, okay. So just like the water sources, all this raw data is messy and not ready to use for making big business decisions.
You got it. It's dirty, it's mismatched, it's incomplete. And to clean it and move it, we don't use water pipelines. We use data pipelines.
Ah, it's all coming together. So, what are the treatment processes for data?
Great question. There are a few key methods. The most common one you'll hear about is ETL. That stands for extract, transform, and load.
Okay, break that down for me. Extract, transform, load. It sounds straightforward.
It does exactly what it says on the tin. First, you extract the raw data from all those sources we mentioned. Then, the magic happens in the transform step. This is where you clean it up, handling missing values, getting rid of duplicates, making sure all the columns are correct. Finally, you load that beautiful clean data into a final repository, like an enterprise data warehouse, where it's ready for use.
So it's like a three-stage cleaning and delivery service for data. And does this happen all at once?
It can. We often use something called batch processing, where it runs on a schedule, say, every night. But for that streaming data we talked about, we can use stream ingestion, where it's continuously taking data in, transforming it, and loading it in real time. The tap is always on.
That makes sense. Okay, what else is in the data toolkit besides ETL?
Well, another process is data replication. This involves continuously copying data from a source into another repository.
Hold on, why would you do that? It sounds a bit redundant, just copying data from one place to another.
I see why you think that, but there are very good reasons. One is performance. Maybe the application that needs the data requires a really, really high-performant backend, and the original source system just can't handle that kind of load.
Got it. So you create a high-speed copy for the demanding applications to use.
Exactly. Another huge reason is for backup and disaster recovery. If your main source system goes offline for any reason, disaster. But if you have this replicated copy, your business processes can keep running smoothly against the backup.
That's actually brilliant. It's like having a backup water reservoir. Okay, so we have ETL and replication. You mentioned a third one.
Yes, and this one is really cool. It's called data virtualization.
Virtualization? That sounds futuristic.
It feels like it. So, all the other methods we've discussed involve physically copying and moving data. But what if you just want to test a new idea, a new use case for your data? You don't want to build a whole massive pipeline project just for a test.
Right. That would be a huge amount of work for something that might not even pan out.
This is where data virtualization comes in. It allows you to create a virtual layer to access all your different data sources and query them in real time without copying a single byte of data over.
Wait, what? So you can access all the data from all the different messy sources as if it were in one place, but without actually moving it? That's incredible.
It is. It's perfect for prototyping and testing. Once you're happy with your test case and know it provides value, you can then go back and build a formal, robust data pipeline to support it in production at a massive scale. It's a try-before-you-buy approach.
I love that. So, we've now got this pristine, clean data, ready to go. What do we do with it? Where does the pipeline lead?
It leads to the data consumers. This clean data can feed business intelligence platforms, which are used for all sorts of reporting and dashboards that help people make decisions.
And I bet it's crucial for things like AI and machine learning too, right?
Oh, absolutely critical. Machine learning algorithms require tons and tons of high-quality data. So these data pipelines are the essential infrastructure that feeds our ML models, helping us make smarter and better decisions across the business.
So, to bring it full circle, data pipelines are what take the data from the producers, the messy, raw sources, and deliver it, clean and ready, to the consumers, the business analysts, and machine learning models. It's the entire unseen infrastructure that makes modern data work possible.
You've summarized it perfectly. It's the digital equivalent of that journey water takes from the lake to your tap. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Goodbye.